What's up, everybody? Welcome to another week of Gaming Bros Weekly. I'm one of your hosts, Dan, and with me is Cody.
What's up?
And then we got a new member. He's finally here, Mr. Mike.
What's up?
But yeah. That's me. So how does it feel to be finally on here, huh?
Oh, it feels amazing. I'm ready. Good. My body's ready. I'm excited for it.
How it's supposed to be. So there's a lot of good stuff we got to talk about this week.
Like what, Dan?
I don't know, Mike. How about we ask our fine gentleman, Cody? Let's see if he can start off the first topic of the night.
All right. Well, we can start with this one. Since PAX has started today,
PAX.
All right. PAX Prime.
Let's get excited, guys.
Penny Arcade Expo. All right, Penny Arcade Expo. So I just want to do a round table discussion on what everybody's looking forward to in for PAX or what they want to see come out of PAX.
Start off, Cody. What do you got?
Well, I'd like to see a Xbox One announce.
Just steal my thunder. That's my thunder. That's what I was going to start off with.
Well, I want to see it because they're getting damn close to what they should be releasing under.
I gotta think of something else.
Well, then we'll go to Dan.
I've heard rumors of a November 13th.
Yeah, well, it's just, all just rumors right now.
Yeah, because rumors November 13th, November 8th.
Yep. And then, because I don't see why would they release it after PS, you know, PlayStation does, because that just doesn't seem like common sense on their end, since Sony kind of owned E3.
Yeah.
So they should at least own one of them, I feel, you know.
Like I said last week, they have to go before the PlayStation, because people want to get their hands on the new tech, so.
And November 8th would be awesome.
Yeah, that would work.
That would rock. But
I don't see a November 8th. I you know, this is kind of the way I see it. I see it being something either the same day that the PS4 comes out, the 15th, or probably after, simply because the beginning of November is going to be jam-packed with, you know, like Assassin's Creed 4 is coming out, Battlefield 4 will be out the week before, and I believe the 8th is the release date of Ghosts.
Yeah, I think Watchdog comes out too. I'm not sure when, but I think it's a little bit later in the month, though.
I mean, unless Microsoft has a nice deal with Activision, which, you know, they could release a Xbox One First Edition Ghost Bundle or something like that. That's kind of my thought about that, but I guess we'll find out here soon, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking either it's going to be announced at PAX or they're going to wait until, I think it's called TGS.
Tokyo Game Show.
Yeah, Tokyo Game Show. That's really where they announced the original Xbox. So that would make sense for them to announce it there, because it's kind of the Xbox One. It's, you know, trying to get back to its roots. Kind of, it also goes with the whole, all-in-one console is what they're going for. But it also makes sense for them to, you know, kind of go back and... Because that would bring nostalgia to people. And
yeah, that's cutting close to a release date.
Yeah. But again, yeah, like you said, that is a little close. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
I'm gonna put my money in the 13th, just because that seems logical, I guess, in a way. Since obviously there's been no release dates for next-gen games.
Yeah.
I mean, except for as far as like release dates for next gen games, it's only been PlayStation, since they've already announced their system and the release date. But I mean, as far as Xbox One goes, I think getting the console out like before PS4 is definitely a boost, something that they do need. So
pretty much, because so far with terrible PR and them having to wishy-washy everything, it's, I don't know, they've kind of redeemed themselves quite a bit, but still, people are wary, and they need to get in front of PS4, I think.
Yeah, I think the big one that I think might sell some copies also is the support of the indie titles.
Yeah.
The indie developer support, where you get that, you get a system where you can make games for free.
Free Xbox One, because it pretty much acts as like its own developer.
Yep, developer kit, dev kit.
Which is...
Do you think this is going to be something that's going to be available with the system at launch, considering that they didn't really add this feature until, not even a month ago?
I don't know if it's going to be at launch. I know they basically right now all it is they said that it's going to be released later this year. Don't know if it's going to be when the Xbox One launches or after that or if they because it's something I feel like since they didn't have original plans for it, it's something they're going to have to work on a little bit.
I think it's because they saw the uproar of indie titles.
Yep.
And they're like, we need to get this market.
Well, I think they saw the uproar of kind of everything. And most people kind of, from what I saw, didn't really investigate at all about anything about the DRM and everything. They kind of just jumped on the Sony bandwagon, which kind of sucked because there were a lot of good details and features that were with the original Xbox One.
But, I said last week, like, the family plan.
Yeah, like, cool. The family plan, like, that was amazing. And I'm hoping, they're going to bring that back. They've said that they haven't really, garbaged it completely. They hope to bring it back. It would just obviously be people who go digital, which is looking more and more appetizing the farther we get
in. I don't like digital. I really am not a fan of digital. Only because I... Usually, if there's a game that I'm done playing, I mean, I used to be collect every game, keep every game, but there's so many different games and, other games that I want to get my hands on that, it seems that trading in makes sense. And then if everything switches to download, get it from the, either the Xbox Marketplace or the PSN, I mean, you're kind of stuck with it in a way, so...
Yeah, I understand your troubles, because I'm not really caring about trading it in yet. I know Microsoft does.
They're gonna do
digital
trade-ins, aren't they?
They do have plans to, hopefully soon-ish, but at some point they want to make a marketplace where you can go in on the digital aspect and trade in your games and buy, maybe even use digital games wouldn't make very much sense. But you can, you can trade in your games for a little bit of money.
Like, basically store credit or something.
Basically,
like
deleting your game and getting a little bit extra money for it. So, another thing with physical games, I like having the cases. I don't know how to explain it. It's not that I get like exclusive bonuses or the what are they called?
The collector's edition.
Thank you. Yeah, the collector's edition. I don't even get those very often. I mean, I'm getting one for GTA 5, but like that's the first one I've gotten. In like 2 years.
Dropping that 150, baby.
Me too. Yeah, buddy.
Damn. I didn't know it was that expensive.
Yeah. But I just like having like my games all in front of me, and I mean it will still be the game library. I'll still be able to look through them, but it's just something I like to have. It's just all my games in one spot where I can just kind of have them there and know they're there, I guess.
Yeah, dude, it won't get pushed to like the back of your brain where you're like, oh, it's in this folder on the
I forgot I had this game because it's way at the end of the list,
Yep.
So that's. That's pretty much, that's just minor. The trading is one of the biggest issues for going digital, but I think I'm going to go digital with the Xbox because I want to be able to sit on my couch and not have to get up and just switch between my games because I'm lazy. I like being lazy, and this is America, and I should be able to choose whether I want to sit on the couch and kill hookers while not having to get up.
Yep. Yeah, and I'll probably go digital too to a certain extent, just because it's going to be cheaper.
Yeah,
than physical copies.
I'm hoping it's going to become Steam.
Yeah,
I'm hoping it's going to become.
I don't
like
know if
Steam.
They'll have the sales like Steam does, well, but.
I mean, maybe not right away. Give it a couple years, they'll be able to build up that kind of, basis. Hopefully, they did. I know the Xbox took on one of the creative designers for Steam, I think, or some sort of person from Steam higher up. And so he's going to work on the new marketplace, which is actually going to be called Xbox Games now. They're switching it from Marketplace over to Xbox Games. Because they already have Xbox Movies and Music, so might as well throw in Games because Marketplace doesn't make sense.
Yeah, all right. Well,
we kind of went on a pretty big tangent there about next gen, so we can go ahead and cross that one off the list.
Yeah, no, let's say now.
Hey, y'all, you can't get enough next gen. We want it now.
What were you? What was your PAX hope again? I think I forgot.
10 minutes. I don't think he said his. We got on yours.
Yeah, I think that was mine. What was your PAX hope, or what do you think is going to be shown at PAX, or what do you hope for?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm, to be honest with you, I don't think it'll happen, but I want more first-party games on the Vita. I'm a huge Vita fan. It works. It fits perfect. It's just, I mean, for a handheld, that, I mean, I really enjoy my Vita, and I want to see some more first-party games.
The only thing with that, I don't think it's going to take them a while to get first-party games. Because they can just make a game for the PS4, and it's playable on the Vita anyways. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get the cross-play and all that stuff, but, I mean, I want some good, solid. I would love to see an Infamous on the Vita. That's what I want.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good, but I don't think they have any plans for that as of right now. It'd be nice to see that at PAX, yeah.
I mean, as you guys already know, I'm not a big indie gamer. I mean, there's a few games that are cool.
Yeah, you like your big, big budget.
Yeah, I mean, if there were some more indie games that caught my attention, I think that would also be awesome, too. I mean, I recently played The Walking Dead on the Vita. I played it on the PS3 as well, but I got it on the Vita, and I mean, it was still as much fun a second time as it was the first time on the PS3.
Let's not give away any spoilers here.
God damn it!
I've only played the first act. Okay,
really?
I'm a cheap ass, and I just haven't gotten around to buying it.
No spoilers. No spoilers.
You can download it. That's mine.
I can download. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna play it.
Yeah, you play that. Mike,
PAX,
Prime.
Well, you still
Penny Arcade.
You took mine with Xbox.
Penny Arcade. We've been going for 12 minutes. I think you should have, or it would have been about 10 minutes. You should have thought of one better.
I know. I got. I'm hoping we just get more exclusives for both Sony and Xbox. There are a few. I know Sony's been pushing it a lot with indies. I don't follow Sony as much as you guys, but I know there's like The Order, there's Drive Club. There's Killzone. I know. There's some big hitters out there.
They've announced more in development that they're not saying yet.
Because I'm hoping we're not only are we going to.
This is yours.
I'm hoping not only are we going to get some more exclusives out there, we're also going to get some release dates on some things. I'm very hopeful, but I know it's not going to happen. I'm looking at Kingdom Hearts 3. I know it's not going to come with a release date yet because they basically just announced that it's in development. But I want to know when that's coming out. It's probably not going to come out until 2015 because I'm guessing they're still going to make the Kingdom Hearts, Kingdom Hearts 2.5 or whatever you want to call it, HD remake. After September 10th, when the first one comes out, which I'm also pretty pumped for. But yeah, I'm pretty much just hoping for more exclusives. I know Xbox said they were going to be releasing another IP. I don't know if it's a new one or just another one, but I'm pretty sure it's a new one. Up in pretty close here. I think it might even be Epic's new game they've been working on, makers of Gears of War. So I guess we'll see where this PAX goes. But...
Stop you there.
Oh.
To go back to Kingdom Hearts, how do you feel that Final Fantasy doesn't have a release date yet?
Final Fantasy 15?
Final Fantasy 10.
Final Fantasy 10. See,
that's
now, crazy. I'm confused with that because I went to multiple GameStops asking about it because I was just so devastated when you told me that one of the guys I talked to said, it doesn't have it in their system. It technically has a release date of January 1st, 2014, which can mean anytime in the 2014. But then I went to another guy who said that yes, it has the release date of January 1st, 2014, but a lot of games had that ended up still coming out when they were supposed to be released. So I'm going to be really hopeful that Final Fantasy X-2 HD remake. It still comes out September 10th, but I don't think it will, which kind of sucks, but I guess it gives me more time to play Kingdom Hearts HD and Grand Theft Auto 5.
That's right, that's true. No, so. I mean, for me, Final Fantasy X was my favorite Final Fantasy.
Buddy.
It's not 7. It's not 7. I know I'll probably get a little bit of hate for that, but it is not 7.
No, I'm with you. I love 10. 10's my favorite game, ever. Not
no,
even Final
no,
Fantasy. I love it.
Ten is very good.
I was a little brought back. I mean, when they first announced the Final Fantasy X HD, it wasn't in HD. It was going to be a full remake,
Yeah, it was supposed to use a Crystal Engine.
Crystal Engine, yeah. And then they didn't have anything. They just totally changed it out of nowhere. No, it's just going to be HD. We'll just bring it down a little bit.
Hey, I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain. I would much rather just be okay with an HD remake than Crystal. I mean, Crystal Engine would have been insane, because isn't that the same engine that 13 and 13.2 were put into?
Yep.
So that would have just been nuts seeing that kind of on such a, because it had such amazing graphics on the PS2, you know.
Yep.
And so it's crazy.
This is a good segue. For our poll that we had up on our blog, we had which game out would you rather see an HD remake of? We had four options. We had Final Fantasy VII, Resident Evil, The Legend of Dragoon, and Mega Man X. And it looks like it was a three-way tie between Final Fantasy VII, Resident Evil, and Mega Man, which not very many Legends of Dragoons fans that... want to see a remake, to visit our site.
Who does not like Legend of Dragoon? I mean, seriously.
I mean, I hate to say it, but I have never played Legend of Dragoon, so I can't say I hate it, but I can't really say I like it.
I would say that's the only RPG in the 90s that could match Final Fantasy VII.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's my opinion.
I would agree with that. I mean, I had problems with the dialogue, because it was kind of... It was kind of bad, but I mean the game itself was really good. Which, I mean, seeing those results, you know, a lot of people. I've been talking to people that they really want to see the horror genre get some more remakes, like Silent Hill did, like Silent Hill 2 and 3, and then Mega Man. I mean,
I don't really see the point.
It doesn't really need one,
because yeah, exactly.
It flourishes on its old school graphics.
They released so many new
9 and
ones.
10
yeah.
that just came out, you know, in the past couple of years with the 8-bit or 16-bit graphics. Final Fantasy VII, pretty much everybody wants that. Which brings me to...
I've played maybe an hour of Final Fantasy VII, and I want an HD remake, just because I've heard so much acclaim about it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Unfortunately, I didn't start playing it until it already was like, I think I started playing it like a year ago, maybe, not even. And so it's got the current it's got the graphics, and I just cannot get into it for some reason.
You can get it on Steam that allows mods that upgrade the graphics too.
Really?
Yeah. Which looks it looks pretty good.
But then there's another
$15. You can't do that in Final Fantasy VII. That's ridiculous.
I'm going to have to. I mean, if I want to play it, I'm going to have to do that. Because I have it on my PlayStation. I just cannot, for some reason, I played it for like an hour and a half straight. And it was fun, but I just could not get into it and keep playing it.
Graphics killed you. So, which brings me to what older games can be, you know, not this generation, but, you know... last generation and older, what games do you want to see be revisited, remade, HD remakes, complete reboots?
Conker's
Bad Fur Day.
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, that would be a good one. It sucks, because lately, I've really wanted to get back into Final Fantasy X. And I really wanted to play it, boot up my PlayStation, get back in, maybe even boot up the international version, go into there with the new Sphere Grid, but it's like,
bigger Sphere Grid.
I know it's going to be coming out soon on HD, and
just
then
wanna wait.
That's more of my time devoted to this game. I've been wanting to boot up the PlayStation, play some Gauntlet Dark Legacy.
Oh, yeah.
I love Dark Legacy. I want to get Diablo 3 because it has, for the console, because it has...
not an HD remake.
It's not an HD remake, but it has that top-down view. It's four-player local on the consoles, which is awesome. So it's kind of got that...
it's more of a party feel, LAN party.
More of a party feel, which I love. I miss games like that. But anyways, that's divergent. We'll go back.
Back to the old school games.
I want to get an N64. I want to get an N64, play some Donkey Kong. I love some Donkey Kong 64. I love some Star Fox. I mean, there were just classic games on there.
How about you, Dan?
you know what? I'm going to have to go with Mike on that one, too. I really want to get an N64 again.
Good thing I got one.
The list games that came out on the N64 that I had so much fun with, just to name a few, Perfect Dark. Perfect Dark. I wasn't a big GoldenEye fan.
Craziness.
I can't even talk to you.
Blasphemy.
We're cutting you out of this right now. I can't even handle that.
No. Just hear me out. Then the original Turok. I spent so much time
on the original Turok
that I think I had all the cheat codes memorized by heart. Then of course, I mean, out of everything, you know, we were talking about it earlier before we started recording the podcast. Star Fox. I would love a Star Fox remake. That'd be amazing.
Did you ever play the one on GameCube, the Star Fox game on GameCube, where you control Fox?
I actually never owned a GameCube.
It is good. It's not Star Fox 64. It's been a while because it's an older game, but I know for a lot of the game you're not even in a ship. You're on foot, but it's still a really good game. Really good older game that's still, you know, got the Star Fox, you know, name on it, and it still correlates to the universe and everything like that. So it's really fun.
And I'm assuming this is just something, if you owned a Wii or Wii U, you could just go into their marketplace and you could probably pick that up for a decent price, I'm assuming, right?
I think so. I haven't checked
it. It sucks because we don't really have a Nintendo expert. I don't have a Wii. I haven't had one for a while. I'm thinking about getting the Wii U.
I haven't booted mine up for a long time because I don't got a Wiimote. I'm missing a Wiimote, so I can't really do anything on it.
What about Shadows of the Empire?
Shadows of the Empire.
Star Wars?
Yeah.
Right? For N64?
Yeah.
That game.
That was a fun one because you were a bounty hunter now, right?
The Yetis, man.
Yetis.
Oh no. I remember there was one mission where you're in a hangar and an AT.
ATST drops down.
You have to fight that while you're on foot. Yeah, no thank
you. And that was a Star Wars game where you didn't get lightsabers. It was all blaster.
Yep.
It was all blasters.
I love me some lightsabers, but it's nice to mix it up a bit in that, you know, in that universe.
Speaking of that, I'd like to see an HD remake of Star Wars Bounty Hunter from the PS2.
Never played
that
it.
Game. Was
I played Bounty Hunter for a little bit.
It was probably one of my favorite Star Wars games, next to KOTOR. Like it was damn fun with the jet.
Knights of the Old Republic is D&D for Star Wars.
No, I know. That's why I said next to it.
I can't even handle you.
KOTOR,
right now.
The first one's my favorite. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 1.
Knights of the Old Republic 2 is better, but God whatever.
Damn.
We'll agree. We'll agree to disagree. We'll agree to disagree.
Okay, right. I'll agree to that. But any other ones you want to see, Dan?
Pokemon Stadium.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. I'm hoping they're coming out a new one for the Wii U. So I'm pretty excited. I know they're coming up with Pokemon XY for the 2DS, which
3DS.
We can talk about next.
We
can
talk about the 2DS after I get my HDs in.
I'm sorry,
but no. Yeah, because the X and Y is for the new handhelds, but it also looked like
they're
coming out with another
Wii U,
stadium game type.
I cannot wait to go and get Pokemon X and Y and then look up help for Pokemon X and then just find Pokemon porn.
Oh god. Yeah, that's what
that's gonna be bad. That's gonna be bad.
That's a terrible name for that.
Yeah.
Pokemon X and Google automatically translates it to Pokemon XXX for you. And then you're like, god damn it, now this is gonna be in my history and my mom's gonna log in here and go on the computer and see what I'm looking at.
Goddamn Pokemon porn.
What did I raise?
I didn't know Pikachu had one of those.
Because what I want to see is, I'd like to see Diablo 1 back on the systems.
Because
Diablo 1 on the PlayStation 1 was, like, one of the funnest games for the PS1 that I thought for two-player. I remember me and Zach would just chill all day playing that game, going down to hell and just getting our asses beat. Because it was harder than the computer version, and because you couldn't dupe or anything, you couldn't cheat any way unless you had a Game Shark, which I don't even think Game Shark had any codes for Diablo.
I fucked myself so hard on that game so many times.
And I was just talking with Zach yesterday, Baldur's Gate. How, like
Baldur's Gate 2.
Baldur's Gate 2. One or two. Not the original ones.
Dark Alliance was...
I mean, the original ones are good, but yeah, like Dark
Baldur's
Alliance.
Baldur's Gate 2, Dark Alliance was one of... I still want it for PS2. I still boot it up once in a while.
I want it... Even if I can't get an HD remake of that or like a full remake of that, I want a game with that same engine.
Yeah.
What about Summoner?
Summoner was a good one, too. The first one. The second one was alright. I didn't like the character as much as the first one. The first one was awesome. You put on evil rings, you touch this orb of God, and it burns off your hand. Freaking awesome. And then you can't use two-handed weapons. Just, it was so awesome.
You know, since we're talking about HD remakes, what about, I would say Twisted Metal 2 or Twisted Metal 3.
Twisted Metal 2 would be fantastic.
See, I feel like with HD remakes, it's just there's going to be a never-ending list, especially when you get a group of guys or a group of people together. They're just gonna keep remembering all these old games they used to play, and it's gonna be never-ending. There's never gonna be a point in our lives we're not gonna look back and be like, they should make an HD remake of this.
So when the Xbox like 5 and the PlayStation 6 come out,
we're gonna look back and be like, you know, they should make an HD remake of Gears of War.
They should remake Lair.
The original Gears of War, like that would be awesome. I'd love to see it in new updated real life graphics with augmented reality or something, you know, like that.
I'd like to put that chip in my head and play it out.
Yeah, like I want to be Marcus Phoenix for a couple hours, you know. I want to physically be him.
Yeah, I don't think the conversation for HD remakes, since it's so easy for them to make it now, or it seems like it's easy to make it now.
Well, I think it's just because we kind of hit an age of nostalgia where everyone they know that they can make them and they will sell like crazy because everyone loves... Because
everybody played those games back
true,
in the
though.
Day.
That's not
it's
true, though.
All the people
point,
that...
Point. Square Enix. Final Fantasy VII. Why on earth would they not do that?
Because they would have to since it's a PlayStation 1 game, to do HD remake, they would have to do what they were going to do for Final Fantasy X.
Yeah, I think they'd have to fully remake
it. They would have to remake it with new graphics and a new engine, because since it's for PlayStation, yes, you can buy it on PS3, since it's a PlayStation 1 title, you can play it with the old graphics, but in order to do a full, like, a good HD remake, like, the fans want is that they're going to have to rebuild it. And the thing is, with the HD remake, it has to be good. Because if they make one now with such like a such an uproar of people wanting one, and it isn't like that
it's,
good
it's
of
not,
an
it's
HD
not even,
remake...
If, even if it's great...
There's going to be something wrong with it.
Yeah.
People will sit there and pick it apart.
So I think it would be better for
Star
to remake
Wars.
The thing.
That makes me think of Star Wars with the trilogy on Blu-ray.
Episode 1, 2, and 3?
Is changing so much in episode 4, 5,
yeah,
five,
like,
six.
Ewoks blinking and stuff?
I didn't even know about that. Like, I just love Star Wars so much that I just, I'll watch it and I don't even care about the differences.
Yeah,
I'm just
I don't
like,
care
oh,
either.
This is amazing, I'm reveling, you know.
Like, I remember seeing it in the theaters in the 90s, the original 3, and that was their first, like, alterations. They added a couple scenes and some CG, and I didn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Star Wars.
Like,
it's amazing.
I will take any day of the week, and I would take the whole day, and I will just sit naked on my couch covered in Cheeto dust, and I will watch Star Wars. Like, that is a good day to me. And I'll wear a Boba Fett helmet. I don't even care. Like, I will be sitting naked in my Boba Fett helmet, Cheetos everywhere, and I will be in heaven. Because that just sounds like a good day. I'm going to be able to sleep that night, you know?
Yep. So,
And then all of a sudden your lightsaber pops up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, come on, Princess Amidala, let's go, baby. Ooh. You know?
And we kind of touched on this. What
were you saying?
We're going to 2DS.
I was
going to
go 2DS since you mentioned it.
Pokemon X and Y. I know you're pretty excited about it, Dan. Let's hear what you got to say about 2DS.
How do you think about the 2DS?
I
don't think it's going to be successful very much.
2DS is going to be a fantastic handheld to use as a doorstopper.
See, I think you guys are not thinking like a proper marketing team would think. This is not for you. This is for kids.
It is for the younger.
This is for kids to play. They won't be able to break the handheld like they can for the 2D or the 3DS or the 3D or You can't flip it, so you can't break it.
Yeah.
I understand what Nintendo is doing. I understand that they're geared toward more children, you know. I understand that, but to me, now that I'm older, I really wish Nintendo would have grown up with me. I mean, they have so much they can do, but I mean, like I was
they
saying
got
earlier,
some like real Red Steel and stuff like that. That was a pretty fun game. The first one I liked more than the second, but
I don't think Nintendo is ever going to grow out of their Zelda, Mario, and Donkey Kong. Why would you ever want to grow out of Zelda?
It's the first game to ever be in the Video Game Hall of Fame, man.
Yeah, I get that, but I what I'm saying is like Nintendo to me is it's starting to, how do I explain this? It hit its high point and now it's kind of falling back down. I mean, with next gen consoles and I mean, I guess I really wouldn't consider Wii U a next-gen console. I mean, it is, but I mean, and I'm sure, you know, I'll get a lot of hate for that, but I'm okay with that. You know, constructive criticism, you know? But still, I mean, I don't see Nintendo appealing to a wider range of people than just kids. And I think in order to survive in the gaming world, you need to do that.
You need to appeal
to everyone.
I personally
love Nintendo.
I will buy if I had like a Wii U, or you know, I'm actually interested in picking up a 2DS because I didn't care about the 3D features of the 3DS. That didn't appeal to me. And now that it's, you know, going to be $40 cheaper.
30.
Is it only I thought it was 40.
It's 30 it's $130.
Okay. Well,
so $30 cheaper, $70 cheaper than the XL.
It's still going to be cheaper, you know, than the 3DS. Because I don't care about that. And I know a lot of people were like, oh, but I can't put it in my pocket. Like, really? Who cares? Like, I'm not going to put it in my pocket and carry it around. Yeah, it's pretty big, but I don't, you know, that doesn't really apply to me. That's not really going to apply to kids. They're going to be able to carry it around in their backpack at school and be, I don't know, that's probably bad, but they're going to be able to do that. And now with them lowering the price, I'm actually interested in picking up a 2DS because not only can it play 3DS games, but it can also play every DS game. I don't think it's gonna go game. I don't think it's gonna have Game Boy Advance in it. Do you know?
I don't believe so. I think it's just DS.
I think it's just gonna have DS.
All types of DS games.
Which I don't really care about because I don't really have that many Game Boy Advance. But and then you have to realize with Nintendo, they don't fight the war, and yet they are still in it.
Like, they're kind of neutral.
They're just not, I wouldn't say neutral. They just don't care. Yeah, they just don't care. They aren't in the console war. You have Xbox fanboys, you have Sony fanboys, and then you have Nintendo. Like, there's people who like Nintendo. There's people who love Nintendo. I mean, Cooper loves Nintendo. He got the Wii U the first day it came out.
I wonder if he likes Nintendo or computer more.
I'm gonna go computer, but yeah. I know he loves Nintendo.
Yeah, he's a big Nintendo.
And
guy.
I played the Wii U. He brought it over. I've played it. It's a lot of fun, and it helps if you have a family. Yes, because it is a family console. But it is a lot of fun, and they are coming out with games, more games that are for more adults. Or
yeah, they got like
people.
Batman and whatnot out for them.
And now that they have the new Wii U. Announcement, they're price dropping the console $50, plus they're also going to release a new Wind Waker HD console, which is a regular black console, but it comes with a gamepad, which has all the Hyrulean designs. Then it's also got a digital copy of the book, I think it's Hyrule Historia, I think that's what it's called, and then also it's coming with a digital copy of Wind Waker HD, which is going to be released September 20th, and the physical copy of Wind Waker doesn't come out until October 4th. I mean, don't quote me on that because I could be wrong, but I think it comes out October 4th. So you're getting the game a good 2 weeks before everybody.
Yeah, you're getting it.
And I mean, I still think that Nintendo is striving, even if they don't go past Zelda and Mario and Donkey Kong.
Well, because people will always buy those
because
games.
Personally, will always buy those games because they're good games. You know, they come out with games, and they're good and they're fun and they're good for you to play.
I'm for the 2DS. It doesn't really make sense that the camera's shooting 3D.
Yeah.
Because you can't see the 3D pictures unless you upload it onto something that can process 3D. Which, I mean, they could have cut out the cameras. Well, they really couldn't because of the augmented reality. They still have the augmented reality. But it's weird. I probably won't get it because I do like the 3D aspect of the 3DS. Like, I was playing Donkey Kong 3D. Oh, it looked amazing in 3D. Like, the 3D was just awesome. I mean, if you tilt it a wrong way, it kind of doubles your vision out. But, I mean, if you're playing like you would regular play a handheld, it's fine. And I'm also looking forward to the new Zelda game.
Is that just the Wii U, Zelda Wii U?
No, the...
Wind Waker HD?
No, the actual new Zelda game. I'm trying to figure out the name of it. It's
another new Zelda game? No way.
Yeah, and it actually.
Well, isn't that the one for the Wii U that's coming out?
I think it's for the Wii U, but it's not just called Zelda.
Well, no,
it's,
I don't know if they have a name for it. I'm just saying.
No, they have a name for it.
The one that's coming out for the Wii U.
Yeah, it's called A Link Between Worlds. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
That game actually looks pretty cool. I like the box art too. It's pretty sexy.
I will say this. If Turok came back on a Wii U, I would probably consider picking up a console.
Like the original Turok?
You might be. I know there's the digital marketplace or whatever they call it.
Yeah, the Wii marketplace might have Turok. I just haven't been on it for so long. I don't know.
Well, I guess I'll say this. Going back to the 2DS, you know, like you were saying, Mike, it's geared towards a younger audience, which. You know, it's good because I go back to, you know, Nintendo was where I started. You know, Nintendo, you know, I had my Super Nintendo, you know, and that's where I started. But, I mean, like I said, now Nintendo just doesn't fulfill my gaming needs, if that makes any sense.
No, I got you. It's each person has their own needs that they like, you know.
I think every gamer has a Nintendo game that they'll play.
Yeah.
I think every gamer has a Nintendo game that they're always going to be interested in.
Conker's Bad Fur Day, still to this day.
There you go, Rare. They should have remade that for the Xbox instead of Killer Instinct.
Yeah, I would have gotten a little more...
I would rather had Conker's Bad Fur Day. I mean, they had Conker Reloaded.
I'm not much.
But it wasn't as good as...
Granted, at this point, I still think Killer's Instinct is going to be... I'm pretty sure it's going to be free. I know that they had announced it a while ago that it was going to be free with one, I think it was free with one character, and then if you wanted to, I think you could buy additional
$5 per character, I believe, after
something like that. And then I know they have it where if you pre-order the Xbox Live Gold, you know, Year of Gold, you do get a free character as well. So it's not a bad deal because it's technically a free game with microtransactions. So I guess it'll be cool for me because I'm never going to buy the extra characters, but I'll still be able to try it.
I do like
playing fighting games. I just don't care to own them. I mean, I bought Injustice, played it for a while.
It's a fun game.
I mean, it's a fun game. I love superheroes. Loved it. I played it, but it lost interest because what I like about those games the most is having somebody to fight against.
Oh,
and you can play online, but it's not the same.
Get your ass kicked online.
I feel like... This is going to be racist sounding, but I feel like every single kid is Asian. Like, they're it's the Asian
Korean,
and they're just over there, just, like, one hand in the controller while, like, you know, eating a burger or drinking a soda or something. And then they're like, oh, crap, like, I'm fighting this dude. I forgot, my bad. And then they, you know, unleash their epic move that destroys me. Like, that's my experience with Mortal Kombat Online.
Yeah, we'll go on to another subject here, but last thing I have to say about the 2DS, I do think it's going to sell really good in the holiday season.
Oh, yeah.
Holiday season, I think it's going to be a good buy for parents to give their kids.
Yep.
Because it's $130. It's not an expensive handheld at all, and it plays, you know, it's coming out the same day Pokemon X and Y.
Oh, and so, you know, 2DS is going to be cheaper, either 30 or 40.
Yeah.
But guess what? Pokemon X and Y is going to be $40. So it's kind of making that difference up. But still, like, at least you're able to get a good game to start off with.
And they could always, you know, Nintendo has always been good about bundles. They could always bundle up.
I'm sure
X
there'll be a
or
bundle
Y
up
with the 2DS.
I'm sure there's going to be a Pokemon bundle for it.
That would just make sense.
Speaking of bundles, this is going to be a little off topic for a second, but Europe is going to get a nice PS4 bundle. They'll get a Killzone Shadowfall bundle that was announced just the other day. It comes with two controllers. It comes with a 500 GB hard drive, PS4, of course. It actually comes with the camera and Killzone Shadowfall. Plus, if I remember correctly, a year subscription to PlayStation Plus for $499.99. So that's
pretty good deal.
Not a bad deal. I'm a little jealous of that deal. So hopefully
we get some bundles.
I know. I know Xbox One over in Europe is they get FIFA 14 for free, which is pretty nice. I mean, FIFA isn't a game necessarily that I play, but a lot of people in Europe probably play it. You know, soccer or football, I guess, is what they would call it. But
yep.
Pretty good deal, I guess.
All right, let's go on to games we're playing now. Unfortunately, I haven't played very many games lately in the past week, but still playing Last of Us multiplayer. Playing Payday 2 since they got the new patch, which makes it awesome. So I can.
You're playing All Stars tonight.
Yep, I was playing All Stars.
We were trying that out. I never played it, and
how do you feel about it, Mike?
I love some Super Smash Bros. I don't know. I like it, but at the same time, it's like you have to use your special in order to kill the person,
You can't knock them off. You can knock them off certain levels, but it's super hard.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a good game. I always like the mashups of games. Where they take, you know, all these characters from different games or all these storylines from different games and put them together. I remember, what was it? DC versus Mortal Kombat. I loved the idea of the game. Game was terrible because it was so hard. It was so hard. But I loved the idea of the game where they took those two, you know, and put them together. I love that Kratos was a special DLC for Mortal Kombat for the PlayStation. That was awesome.
He kind of sucked, but I mean...
I just like the mashups. Freddy Krueger. Yeah. You could be Freddy Krueger on Mortal Kombat. How bad... Like, that's just badass to me, you know? Beat people up as Freddy Krueger, you know?
Yep.
Even though I don't like fighting games very much. But it's still cool. Mashups are cool. But I definitely like Super Smash Bros. A lot better.
Yeah.
I
think it's just more polished, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a better system.
What
are you playing?
I'm also with you. I haven't been playing very much games lately. School just started, so I'm still kind of getting used to that. And also, you know, I'm a working man. Got a mouth to feed, or a couple mouths to feed.
Working man.
Working man. But I picked up Saints Row 4. I had that paid off, and I picked that up, and it's a lot of fun. Superpowers add a lot to it, and it's not what you think, like, that they just kind of like, oh, hey, guess what, like, you get superpowers. It's not like that. It actually kind of works with how it's set up. I don't want to give too much of the game away for people that want to play it, but I don't know if I'd consider it a buy. I'd try to go through Gamefly or Redbox to try it out, see if you do like it, and hey, if you have a buddy you can play with, go ahead and buy it, because it is a lot of fun, but it is a lot like Saints Row 3, so far at least.
Do them loyalty missions.
Yep, there's loyalty missions, which there's actually quests which add a little bit, but unfortunately, most of the side quests, just the random side quests for people, not the loyalty missions, they're basically you just doing activities around Steelport, virtual Steelport, I guess. And so they could have, you know, done a little bit more with that. But the superpowers definitely add to it. There's new co-op modes where they have a rat and mouse. I haven't tried co-op out yet. But they do have a couple new things. You can do like a superhero beatdown where you can fight each other with your superpowers. So it is a lot of fun. But again, you don't really use vehicles as much because you're able to fly everywhere
and just run ridiculously.
So vehicles take a small toll in it, I guess. But it is still quite a bit of fun. And then, like you said, I, like Cody, I've been playing Payday 2, which is awesome.
Very fun game.
Very fun when you have people to play it with. Unfortunately, if you're on matchmaking, sometimes it can just randomly disconnect. There are times where you'll be playing with people, and if you don't have C4, they'll boot you because they're just trying to boost.
Yeah.
But a lot of the missions are fun. I can't wait for the DLC to get it. I'm probably going to do a day one purchase of that DLC.
The DLC, yeah.
Just because there's so many promises that I guess if it doesn't live up to it, I'm going to be pretty disappointed. But those are pretty much the two games I've been playing on and off, you know.
Yeah, I haven't got a chance to do the new multiplayer Last of Us mission yet, but it does seem pretty fun. What about you, Dan? What have you been playing?
I'm going back a year or two. I'm playing Warriors Orochi 3. If you guys are familiar with the Dynasty Warriors games, it's like a mashup between Samurai Warriors and Dynasty Warriors.
Okay, I can dig it.
I should say I've been playing Shadow Warrior. I'm just putting that out there. It's like Duke Nukem with Wang.
Yeah.
Main character's Wang, and he always says, come get some Wang. That's all I'm going to say. It's amazing. It's free on Steam. Go pick it up. All right, back to you.
I got a Steam guy here.
Back to you.
I got some Steam for you right here.
Hey, anyways. I got about 80 games on Steam. I just can't play them because my computer sucks.
I played, like I said, Warriors Orochi 3. It's pretty fun. I've always been a fan of Dynasty Warriors, so it was on sale on the PlayStation Network, so I picked it up. You can only get it as a download in the States. There's no retail copy. It's only off the network, and it's fun. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I like going into battle and killing hundreds and hundreds of people.
You've always liked those Dynasty Warriors games.
Dude. I would sit for hours and play them.
I haven't played them since like Dynasty Warriors like 3, but Kung Lao is a badass. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say because that's all I have to say because I haven't played them since then. But Kung Lao will fuck you up.
Yeah.
I don't even think that character's in the game anymore.
Yeah, well, he used to. He was an asshole. And until you got, like, certain items and certain, like, level and everything like that leveled up your guy, you were done.
I wasn't big into hack and slash games like that, so I didn't play too many of them. I played it a couple times. But I played Dragon Guard.
I don't know what that is.
Same thing, but you got a dragon.
Dragon Guard was awesome.
Well, that just sounds awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. You didn't really have an army behind you. You just flew around with a dragon, landed, and chopped people up, go on your dragon, and eat
people. That's different, though. This hack and slash, there were small missions where... there were objectives, like, go take this fort, and... it's pretty much, like, objective style.
Yeah, how's the objectives changed in that Orochi Warriors game, or whatever you're playing?
I think you said they changed
the system up a little bit?
Yeah, there's missions within the game, like, they have... So, for instance, maybe one stage, you're playing, and then one of the characters, like, a cutscene will happen, and then a character will die, and you can go back in time. Like, I'm not gonna give too much of the game away either, like, you know, but you can go back and save that character to use them in the future when you fight Orochi. And, you know, people who are familiar with the Orochi, the three Orochi games will know what I'm talking about. But I don't know. You have to play it. It's awesome. It's fun. That's all I'm going to say. Like I mentioned earlier, I also played The Walking Dead on the Vita, which was a pleasant surprise. So, yeah.
All right. Well, while we're talking about games we're playing now... Let's move on to what we want to be playing in the near future here.
I'll just say Battlefield 4 and just leave. That's all I need to say.
That's all you want?
I'm gonna throw Battlefield 4 out and I'm just gonna leave the room. You guys go ahead and talk about it because I'm done after that. That's it. No, I'm pretty excited for that too. It's gonna be insane.
It's crazy.
I'm not picking it up for the current gen, but I am gonna get it for the next gen, and it's just gonna be nuts. I can't even. It's just gonna be insane. I love trolling on Battlefield 3. I'm gonna run around with my medic, and I'm just gonna revive people in the middle of battle. I don't care if there's a tank right next to us. You're getting revived, and I'm
killed again.
I was an asshole because I was able to do it where I could run up, revive them, and get out of there and still live. And I love it. It's so much fun. And I'm excited for Battlefield 4 as well.
Well, there's so many...
There's tons of games I'm excited for, but, that's Battlefield 4.
All right, yeah, just leave the room now.
Yeah.
Any other ones?
All right, guys, I'm done. We don't even need to do a podcast next week. There's just no point.
We'll just have a Battlefield 4. Fucking 3 podcast. We'll just play Battlefield 3 a ton and go through what we've done.
We can put up a video of a Let's Play of Battlefield 3.
And we'll get hyped, and it'll just be us teabagging everybody.
Just teabagging everybody? other next gen games, I'm honestly, to be honest with you, I am so excited for Infamous Second Son. I was never the biggest Infamous fan, but I just,
no, I'm pretty excited for Infamous too, and it sucks because I'm probably not gonna get a PS4. But when is the release date? Next year sometime, 2014?
I think they said around February, if I'm not mistaken. Okay.
So, I mean, hey, I might be able to get a PS4 by then, but I'm not gonna get the PS4 right away, and so I guess we'll see how that rolls. But I'm excited for it. I like that you're a new person. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Cole. He's awesome.
If you haven't played Infamous 2, no, but it goes off of the ending of... the good ending of Infamous 2. That's where it leaves off.
Okay. So I guess I'll have to get through Infamous 2 and see what happens to Cole, you know, see what goes down, figure out maybe he'll make an appearance in Second Son. But I don't know. I guess we'll see how that goes. I really like that, you know, you start out as Smoke, but you are able to get new powers, level up new powers, and go, you know, everything like that. I'm excited, like I've already mentioned it, I'm excited for Kingdom Hearts 3, obviously. That's not going to be for a while, but I'm just so pumped about it that they finally released it. It was starting to get into Half-Life 3 status, it's just this godly game, but now they've announced that they are working on it, and I can rest easy. I'm also, as much as Cody's going to hate me, I am excited for Call of Duty Ghosts. It looks sweet. I mean, I'd probably get Battlefield 4 over Call of Duty, but I'm still gonna hope at looking at picking up Ghosts because of it does have a lot of new ideas to it. It's got the dynamic maps where, you know, things can destroy, which Battlefield 4 also is gonna have that. So again,
at a whole nother level.
So it'll be interesting to see kind of that newer future and feature. I know Battlefield 3 had somewhat, but it's gonna be nuts in the new gen, next gen. I don't know. I'm pretty excited about it. It's gonna be, you know, this basically new game, new engine, I believe, for Ghosts. Obviously, I think it's gonna be a new engine because it's next gen. But who knows?
So.
They might port it. They might not. I don't really know how they would port it, but I guess at the same time, I don't really know how they wouldn't, because that would be making two new games. But I'm pretty excited about that as well.
What about how about Wolfenstein, the new Wolfenstein, The Order, I think it's called?
The Order 1866?
No. Let's talk about Wolfenstein. Oh. New Wolfenstein. Doesn't look very good.
Not much into Wolfenstein. I've never been into Wolfenstein.
I like
for the old school Wolfenstein.
See, I like those, like the Doom style Wolfenstein, but I also like Return to Castle Wolfenstein, which is pretty good. It was like a Call of Duty for Wolfenstein, kind of.
Okay.
But there was monsters and shit. But,
There's just too many games. I can't just pick one.
You don't have to pick one.
Just go through.
We got a list of games we're excited for. Yeah, I'm excited for a list of games.
As far as next gen, if you compared current gen release to next gen, as in like PS4 and Xbox One, I mean, the excitement for these next gen consoles.
I think the next gen consoles are way better.
PS3 and the Xbox 360.
Yeah, I think this next gen that's coming out has actually a better lineup of games than the predecessors.
They're the same companies. They've had time to build on that and everything like that. I know everyone's going to be excited about games like Dead Rising 3 and Kingdom Hearts 3 and Watch Dogs and Assassin's Creed 4 and Battlefield 4. I mean, some of them are going to be
Division,
on current.
The list goes on.
The Division. Fuck. We'll not even get into that because I'm going to start wetting my pants talking about
it.
But I know there's so many games out there like Second Son and all these games that are coming out for next gen that everyone's obviously going to be excited for because they're new. They're new consoles, which
game concepts.
I'm, for one, excited about, you know, just that I'm old enough to be here for the next generation of consoles. I'm old enough to be able to afford it, but yet young enough where I'm not going to be like in my 30s, you know, or 40s just sitting on the couch, I guess.
That's
going
to be me. I'm just going to go ahead and, you know, tell you guys my future right now. That's going
to
be me.
Oh, no, I plan on being that to an extent, but I don't want to diss any, like, 40-year-old people or anything. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just saying exciting. It's exciting. I wasn't really here for the Xbox 360. I mean, I was alive, but I mean, for the Xbox 360 and the PS3, I wasn't really here for that kind of next-gen era. I mean, I never really cared about it, whereas now I'm just like, I'm there. I'm
want to get
pumped.
These consoles.
I'm ready. My body's ready. I mean, I just can't handle it. I'm going to explode, you know?
I don't even like the Assassin's Creed games very much. I like the second one, but other than that, I really haven't been into it. But Assassin's Creed 4 looks fucking good.
I loved 3. It was just so glitchy that I couldn't handle it. I never played the multiplayer for it. I maybe popped in the disc once, tried out the training, and then I was like, all right, I'm done. I mean, I played it a little bit on Brotherhood, but I just don't. I like to play with my friends, and nobody really had Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah. I like the pirate theme.
One of the best concepts in 3 was the naval combat.
Yeah, and
the ability to be on the ship.
Reamped it.
And they just tenfold. They made it insane.
The ship is your second main character. From what I understand.
Yeah, and that's what craziness. I think they've said that in one of the videos.
Yep.
And people who like pirates and like that whole lore and have like looked and read pirate fiction and know all about like Blackbeard and all, you know, all those famous pirates, those they're gonna be in Assassin's Creed 4.
Come my booty.
It's gonna be nuts.
I'm interested because they haven't really shown any like present day game, like a present day like Desmond or whatever his name was, like going back in the Animus.
Spoiler alert. We're not gonna go ahead and get into that just because it's from the third. I can explain it to you, but you really have to play the third to understand why that whole situation is.
It looks like it's just pirate.
They've probably only shown pirate.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I know it's gonna be in the Animus still. I guarantee there's gonna be they might have something to do with Desmond or the ancestors and everything like that. But if you want to really keep up with it, you'll have to play 3. You'll have to play.
Cody's in love for that.
You know what? What was that?
Cody's in love for 3. Assassin's Creed 3 is going to be coming to PlayStation Plus here fairly soon.
I'll probably have to grab it.
It's honestly, I love the setting. I mean, I love it how it's Revolutionary War. You fight alongside freaking George Washington. You ride with Paul Revere. And it's a really historical game, and people can play that game. I remember Tyler's little brother. I was playing the game, and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, a Boston Tea Party. And he's like, what's that? Like, you're 15, and you don't
know
what
the Boston Tea Party
is. Like, that's just, it's sad. And, like, I told him, like, oh, this is what it is. And he's like, oh, okay. And then, like, I taught him what the Boston Tea Party is through playing a video game. And who said video games don't help? I don't know who, but they're wrong. They need to die. That's really mad. That's really bad.
Well,
but
you know that is. It's pretty bad when video games teach us more than our school systems do.
Yeah, it's sad. But again, with high school nowadays, I'm not gonna get into it. I don't want to get into it.
Like kill hookers and take my money back. I mean, come on.
Oh, don't worry. They're in up in arms about Grand Theft Auto. A little kid was playing Grand Theft Auto, and he shot his grandma and killed her. And apparently, it's the video game's fault, not the fact that he was an 8-year-old kid that's allowed to play Grand Theft Auto, and for some reason had a loaded gun that was accessible to him. I mean, obviously, it's the video game that's doing that, not the irresponsible parenting. But hey, you know, I'm not an expert. I don't sit there in Wall Street. I don't know what's going on in the world.
I don't think Wall Street is
it's
where...
It's Wall Street, all right?
Psychological...
This goes right to the president. It's Obama. Thanks, Obama.
You do know that Wall Street's not in D.C., right?
Shut up. Well, I'm not going on that. I'm just going right to the president now. Thanks, Obama. Okay, so since we're talking about Grand Theft Auto 5 and games that we're excited for, holy buckets, I can't even begin to describe the excitement I have for Grand Theft Auto 5 and GTA Online. Have you guys looked into it at all? Because I've been following it religiously, and I'm about to cream. So
you gotta put that multiplayer thing up on the blog.
I already did put it up there.
Yeah, I thought you put the single player.
No, I just there. I combined them into two. I was just so excited. I just kept typing. Like, I just I started out. I was like, well, this is gonna be big.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to put it. Two.
It's gonna be two, and then I'm just like, well, I'm just gonna keep going.
Don't
like,
talk about that. I'm
What have you kind of seen about it, Dan? I guess I've been talking for a while.
Well, as far as Grand Theft Auto V, they just released their new trailer this week. I don't know if you had a chance to catch that yet.
Yeah, I think, isn't that the, like, official trailer that's going to be kind
the
of...
The release trailer? Yeah, it's like a minute, 20 trailer. Seconds long or something like that.
Yep, introduces the characters and stuff.
I'm really excited for Grand Theft Auto V. I just... I'm having a really hard time debating whether or not I'm going to get it right away. I mean, I have the collector's edition pre-ordered, and the guys at GameStop are usually pretty good about holding on to a game for me if I don't pick it up right away.
Yeah. Because you're able to just pretty much get whatever game, and now you've gone through so many games, it's just ridiculous that they probably know you. Like, you probably hang out with the GameStop guys at this point.
No, yeah, quite a bit, most definitely. I always go in on the midnight releases, and, you know, I'll pick up a couple, you know, $5 Little Caesars pizzas, and they'll let me in like an hour and a half before everybody else can come in, and I'll just be like, yeah, suckers, ha ha, suck it. No, but it looks awesome, but there's so many games coming out on that the week of September 10th through the 17th. I mean, obviously GTA 5, then Killzone Mercenaries is coming out on the Vita. Then you have the 1.5 mix for Kingdom Hearts. The week before that, Diablo 3 is coming out on console, and I mean, this is just the start of the 2013 video game year, and I'm already broke.
Yeah. Oh no, I understand. I only have two games like paid off right now, and I'm like, I'm dying to try and get Diablo 3 on console, and I really want to be able to have the money to get Final Fantasy X, because like I said, I'm hopeful for it. I'm hopeful that it's just going to be like, oh, surprise, motherfuckers, it's coming out anyways, you know? I know we said there was going to be a little bit of a lag here, but we're
don't
kidding.
Worry, don't worry.
We'll
add more of the game as DLC later.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't even care if they add more of the game. I just want it released. I don't care about the extra half an hour video. Just kidding. I would love to have that, and I'm going to wait, and I'm going to be...
Half hour for both games.
I'm going to be religious about it. I'm going to wait.
Now, Diablo 3, I might want to get on the PS4 if they have the Reaper of Souls DLC with it. Because I already have it for computer. So,
well,
I mean,
I, know that they're not
I want the Reaper of Souls.
The auction house on the console versions, and that's actually something that kind of bothers me, because the auction house, to me, is a huge game changer, especially when you're playing on Inferno mode.
I haven't played Diablo 3, but what I know about it isn't it...
You're not playing against other players, though. You're not playing PvP. It's mainly, you know, if you want to farm enough gold to buy a bomb-ass weapon for Inferno mode to kill Diablo, it's going to take you a while to farm all that gold, because the auction house is kind of expensive. So, I mean, depending on what they do. Yeah, I don't know if it has the Reaper of Souls or not. But that'd be awesome, because Reaper of Souls expansion looks pretty killer, and they announced that they'll have that new class, the Crusader, which is basically the Paladin from Diablo 2. So
anyway, is that going to be on the current gen edition?
I don't know.
You don't
know? I know for it's the computer version. It didn't say PlayStation 3 or PlayStation 4. If it's on the PlayStation 4, I'm just going to pick it up for the PS4.
Yeah. See, oh, so they haven't announced that it's on next gen at all?
Well, Diablo 3 is, but not the Reaper of Souls. They just said, I think, they just said computers.
No, I got you. Okay. But I really want to get back to Grand Theft Auto 5 just for a bit. I mean, I know I could go on and on about it, but I'm so excited because they took, I feel like they listened to a lot of people, and they're getting rid of Grand Theft Auto 4. I mean, not getting rid of it, but getting rid
of
the...
You can pay like $100 to play as this kid and Nico Bellic's kid in multiplayer.
Really?
Yeah, it's like $100.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, well, because I know the new online, actually. The new, here's what it is. Here, I'll enlighten you with the new new Collector's Edition, since I'm getting it.
Actually, yeah, it's in the Collector's Edition.
It's in the Collector's Edition. So, what it is...
Nico Bellic's son, man.
What the online is it's... you're going to be able to create your own character, but it's going to be a parent-type thing. So what you're going to do is you're going to have... I don't know if you're going to be able to choose from... God bless you.
No.
You're gonna be able to choose between a preset characters, or like you're gonna be able to customize your parents a little bit. But basically, you're gonna choose your mom and your dad, and then that's kind of what your basis is gonna be on. You're gonna be their kid. And I know with the collector's edition, the $150 one, which I'm getting, which I think Dan said he was getting.
Yep.
So you're gonna be able to unlock Nico Bellic as your dad, and then Misty and one other person from Grand Theft Auto 3.
I like Misty.
And so you're going to be able to unlock those people for your mom and your dad. They're going to have, you know, new weapons that you're able to use. The Atomic Blimp for anybody that wants to pre-order it, not just Collector's Edition. That's going to be a vehicle you can drive it around in, a blimp. they're also going to have a special garage in single-player and multiplayer. Plus, you're going to get, in single-player, I believe it's the... You'll get like a hot rod car and a sports bike, and then for multiplayer you'll get a high end. It's called the Chameleon car. I don't know how it looks, but it's probably gonna look badass. And then you'll also, you know, you'll also get like the physical goods, which I don't really care about. You'll get a hat. You'll get a safety deposit bag. You'll get a key to the city, or not key to the city, but key to like a bank vault, if you will. That because it's all in this game. It's a lot about heists, which
I like,
which is awesome. You can't go wrong with heists, especially since they're bringing it to GTA Online. You're going to be able to get a group of buddies, do certain missions to get certain aspects of it, get a better getaway vehicle. And then you're going to be able to do heists with your friends. I know they have a mission style for GTA Online, so you're actually going to be able to do missions. I think they said they have over like 700 missions.
Oh.
I could very, very well be wrong. I don't know if that's for both single player and multiplayer. Don't know if that's just for multiplayer or just for single player. But I know that that's been out there. That number's been out there. For online, I know they're all about real estate and a living world around you. You're going to be able to go in your apartment, switch on the TV, and you're going to be able to watch police chases from other people that are in your match. There will be up to 16 people. Let's say some dude's driving around in a tank, which, by the way, have been confirmed. There are tanks in GTA 5. They didn't have them in GTA 4, which pissed a lot of people off, including me. But they're bringing them back in GTA 5. Let's say your buddy's got a 6-star wanted level in GTA 5. He's driving around like a maniac. You go in your apartment, switch on the TV, you can watch him in real time as he's driving in front of your apartment building, then go up to the window, he stops, says hi, maybe shoots you with a rocket, blows you to smithereens from your apartment. I don't know how that's going to work, but that's a really cool concept. Just, it's the small things. You're going to be able to be playing multiplayer, be in the same car, and have your friend, you're going to be able to allow them to switch the radio, and it's going to be congruent. You guys are going to listen to the same song.
Yeah, I like that. And I like just having multiple people, free roaming like that, playing the same game.
Have you ever played GTA 4?
Yeah,
free roam, but it's nothing like GTA 5. Like GTA 5 is just gonna make GTA 4 look like garbage, and nobody's gonna
want
to play
That's
GTA
what I
4
want
anymore.
With, I want Skyrim multiple people.
Oh, I would just love like 2-player co-op Skyrim. I don't even care about 16 players. Like just 2 players would be amazing to me in like such a vibrant game like that.
Yep.
And that's why I'm excited for Elder Scrolls Online, which I don't know if I'm that excited
I'm
about
not
anymore.
Get anymore.
Because especially since I'm not getting it for computer, I'd be getting it for Xbox One, and with Elder Scrolls Skyrim,
$60.
Not only will you pay $60 for the or whatever however much for the game, which is assuming 60, then you'll also have to pay $15 a month for a subscription. Plus, they're having microtransactions, which they've said it's not going to be pay to win, but they're probably still going to have. It could eventually be pay to win.
It's going to be a lot of aesthetics.
It's going to be the coolest looking mounts and cosmetic issues, like sweet ass looking armor. It's going to be like that, but you're just, you know, only the people who want to pay for that is going to be able to get that. I don't know if things are going to be unlockable in game that are in the store. I'm hoping so.
Yeah, I think they should have just went with, you know, buy the game and the microtransactions.
Or buy the game and the subscription.
Yeah, and
games have worked. The only game that I know of has done all three is a game called The Secret World, and not very many people know about it because it was a newer game. Like, it's
like,
not even that old. I think it was... I've never played it, but I think it was a kind of superpower one. I think it was kind of like, not necessarily like your standard superpower one, but I think it kind of did have, I don't even know what it's about, honestly, so I'm not going to talk about it. But they did the trifecta, and they bombed, because you can't do that. You can't put a premium price.
Definitely in the age of free-to-play MMOs.
Every game. How I'm thinking is they're going to go out with a trifecta for a good 8 months to a year, and then they're going to switch free-to-play. They want to make as much money as they can before they go free-to-play.
Like,
they already have
Star
that
Wars.
Planned out, like Star Wars. But I don't think Star Wars was planned. I think they planned it as a subscription-based, and then everything changed, and so they had to switch it. But then, okay, so with Xbox One, what Bethesda's trying to do is they're trying to get Microsoft, which is a stupid part, stupid on them, but they're just trying to make money. They're trying to get Microsoft to take off the gold paywall for that, just for that game, not for everything, just for Elder Scrolls, because for people on Microsoft with Xbox, they'll have to not only pay, you know, their gold subscription, which, yep, you know, you can easily get for a good $35 a year now, if you go through, like, Amazon and stuff like that. You just got to be smart about it. You can easily go cheap for a year, but you're going to have to pay for that, plus you're going to have to pay, you know, yep, $15 a month, or they're probably going to come up with another, you know, pay this much for a month, pay this much for 3 months, pay this much for a year, and it's going to be cheaper. But they want Microsoft to be like, hey, guys, don't do that. Don't charge them to play for our game.
Well, I think they're also doing it with the PlayStation 4, because PlayStation 4, all the free-to-play games, you don't need PlayStation Plus to play.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
And I think they're saying, if you're paying a subscription game, you don't need to have PlayStation
Plus.
Well, that
just, it makes sense.
I mean, yeah.
It makes sense to not have...
We're giving you this game for free.
Yeah.
Why, if you don't have to, you don't have to pay for internet to play this game.
Yeah.
Just like Netflix.
Yep.
You don't have to have...
Oh, we're going to bring Netflix up? Okay. I'm already a little upset at Microsoft for that, but I don't really care, because I'm going to pay for Xbox Live Gold regardless.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to play for Plus, just so, because you need Plus to play multiplayer, unless you're playing just the free-to-play games like Warframe,
Planetside 2.
There's Blacklight Retribution.
That one's free.
Planetside 2.
Got that one.
I know they're bringing DC Universe to PS.
Well, DC Universe, there's Warframe,
Planetside 2, Blacklight Retribution.
I felt like there was another big one coming, but I can't figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
But yeah, I like how you don't have to have PlayStation Plus to play those, so everybody can play those that have a PS4. Which, I mean, gives it more people will play, so it gives the more online enjoyability.
Which, that's always good, but I mean... I mean, I'm going to be PlayStation Plus, and I mean, regardless if Microsoft or Sony both make it so you have to be a Gold member or a PlayStation Plus member to play online, I already know I'll be a Plus member for
a
long...
Well, Plus is worth it because you get the free game every month.
Yep.
True.
But for PS4, it's going to be harder to do that. They're going to do a lot more indie games right away.
Well, the first one is going to be Drive Club.
Drive Club.
Which is the first party big one.
Yeah.
That's going to be free. And then they're going to go, the next 3 months are going to be indies. And then I think they said the fourth month, or the month after the three indies, I think, is another big one.
Yep.
And then, you know, do more indies.
I'm really excited that Microsoft is following Sony's lead with the free games. I mean, even though it's only two free games a month, I mean, if you look back to PlayStation Plus's start, it wasn't that great. Like, they didn't have good titles like they have now, where
you're able to get
XCOM, Enemy Unknown, and
Hitman
Absolution, and Saints Row the Third, and all these awesome, you know, top hitter games, plus all these other, you know, arcade or PSN,
PSN games,
indies, like, just all these games that you can get for free for, you know, paying what...
$50 a year.
Yeah, $50 a year.
17 every 3 months.
And it's great. I mean, I'm major Xbox. I love Xbox. I mean, I love PlayStation, don't get me wrong.
I think they'll put their gold member down to $50.
I do. Well, they raised it up.
Oh, they raised it again?
No. It used to be 50.
Yeah, I think.
And they raised it up to 60. So I'm assuming it's either going to stay at that, or they're going to figure out, how much money they make. I don't know. But I did pick up PS Plus for 3 months. I just paid $18. It's not big, just because I was able to pick up those, you know.
Get XCOM. You already paid it back.
Saints Row 3. It's a great game to own, and since it's free,
but you will need PlayStation Plus to play those.
The thing is with PlayStation Plus, you need PlayStation Plus in order to play those.
Unless it's DLC.
If you get a month, you'll have to, you know, update your month if you want to keep playing it past that time period. But I like that Xbox is doing that now. I mean, they aren't getting necessarily the new heavy hit or newer heavy hitters, but they are putting good games. They have Crackdown 1, which I played immensely. They
Crackdown
have,
is fun.
This month, or this half of the month, is Dead Rising 2, which is amazing. The Dead Rising games are awesome. If you have Microsoft Gold, just be sure to be going in there and getting at least downloading the game. You don't even have to download it. Just start
just
the download. Delete the download as soon as it's done. You'll be able to go in your history at any point. Doesn't matter if you're still gold or not. You're able to go at any point in the future and re-download that game from the marketplace, which is great. I mean, I personally just I have them all on there. The only one I've really played since that is Fable 3, because it's been so long since I've beaten these games that I play them and I go through them again and it's new.
Yep.
It's new for me.
All right, well, guys, looks like it's about that time. Another week down, another podcast down, our second one ever. I feel pretty good about it.
I feel pretty good about this one, too. More discussion.
Yeah.
Because I'm here to defend the Xbox.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Now we just need a Nintendo guy.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so I see how it is. We can just talk as much crap about Nintendo now as we want. And then I'm just going to hear about it for the next fucking week.
You're gonna hear about it. Well, because everyone loves Nintendo. Okay, we're wrapping up here.
Yeah, we're wrapping.
All right. Well, then we'll wrap the show with some quick
some rapid fire news.
Yeah. Well, you know, just kind of some news in general. Walking Dead season 3 came out this past week. For any Walking Dead fans, you can buy the Blu-ray collector's edition for $94.99 at your local Best Buy.
Comes with the heads and
yeah,
in the
aquariums. Yeah, I picked it up.
Aquariums.
It was rather good. I just started watching it, but it's, you know, Mike, shut up.
I'm just kidding.
No,
I've seen it.
No,
I've seen
the package is the heads.
No, I was fucking with you.
All right, what else you got?
Well, as far as gaming news, let's see here. This week in gaming, obviously, we talked about the new Killzone bundle. We talked about the Elder Scrolls Online with the microtransactions, which I'm very surprised about, to be honest with you. Some talk. Another cool thing that, you know, maybe next podcast or sometime in the future we can talk about. There's talks about Uncharted, Mass Effect, and Metal Gear Solid movies.
Oh, yep, I saw that.
That's something that is in recent talk right now. I mean, it's pretty interesting. I'm really interested to see where that stuff can go.
Yeah, I mean, next week we can talk about games to movies and so on.
Definitely, we can definitely figure something out. Let's see. That's really there hasn't really been too many big things. Drive Club is looking pretty good on the PlayStation 4. Dead Rising 3 looks phenomenal on the Xbox One. That's one game that I am hoping for. Possibly a PS4 port, anything.
Yeah, because I don't think they've necessarily said. I don't know if they.
Yeah,
said
they just said it's going
to
be an
it's
exclusive
coming to
for
Xbox.
Launch.
Is it okay?
It's
so
the exclusive.
I know they.
Game.
I know they're very wordy with things. So if they don't necessarily say like this is exclusive to Xbox One,
yeah.
that it may come in the future.
Yeah, what they said was it's going to be an exclusive. Launch title
so
for the Xbox One.
It could
One.
Eventually
so it could
come to
come,
PS4.
It could be ported.
More the merrier. I love it. I kind of want to bring up this. It's not necessarily video games, but it is gaming. If for any of you guys who likes tabletop games, the old hobby games like Dungeons and Dragons or
Warhammer.
Cody and
you owe me a soda.
Cody, Cody and Zach. Are big Warhammer guys. They're big D&D guys. I love D&D myself. Haven't been much into Warhammer, but we can try to get something some more
yeah,
stuff about
that. We're gonna be
that.
We're gonna be starting another podcast too. I know me and Zach. I don't know if you're gonna join us, Mike.
I might for D&D.
But I know me and Zach are going to be reviewing Warhammer stuff, D&D stuff. That's gonna be a separate podcast. We'll probably put it on the same website that we got. This one up and it should go on iTunes as well. That will be coming in the near future. Not set yet on that time.
But we do also, if you guys want to hear more stuff about that, just let us know. We do have a kind of D&D group that gets together every other Saturday. We play, we can talk about that. There is a new D&D Next. They're working on a new edition, which kind
of... Yeah, it's in beta right now.
It's in beta. You can go on their website and download a playtest and kind of try it out. And you're able to... They want your feedback on it, what you think.
We'll probably do a review
We'll probably do a review on that. I know there's a new Warhammer book that's coming out. Or just regular Space Marines. Yeah, I don't know much about 40K, but I know they want to talk about that in that webcast. So just let us know if you want to hear anything more about kind of tabletop games, hobby games, stuff like that, and we can work that in.
We'll put it on the blog too. We'll have its own page for the blog.
We are going to be your source for everything gaming. Everything gaming. If you're listening to this and you don't know about the blog or anything like that, you can always check us out as gamingbrosweekly.blogspot.com.
You can also follow us on Twitter at GBweekly at
GBweekly. You can follow us there. We also have a Facebook page. Just look up Gaming Bros Weekly.
And it should be up there.
And it should be up there. We're still kind of low on the followers, but I'd love to have you guys on there, talk about games, comment, be interactive.
We want more interactivity.
Not very many people are very interactive, but it's always nice to have the back and forth.
Definitely talk, with listeners, with followers.
Gives us more to talk about.
It will give us more content to produce.
And I mean, there's so much stuff to talk about here in the future that we'll definitely be getting more information out to you. This is only our second podcast, so bear with us still. There's always room for improvement. We're figuring out, how to do better, how to communicate better. It all just takes time. So with the support from the fans and, sharing us and letting all your friends know. That's how we get better. Basically what we want to do is we want it so me, Zach, Cody, and Mike are running away into the sunset hand in
together,
hand.
Yep. Skipping. I want to.
Skipping. We can do high skips.
We'll do high skips through meadow. Maybe a field of flowers.
Maybe with the sun rising.
Oh, sun setting, dude. It's much more majestic.
We can go sun setting.
As long as the Zelda music is playing in the background.
I'm sorry, Mr. Anti-Nintendo. What? What was that? Zelda?
Whatever. All right, Mike, why don't you take us out of this podcast number two?
Oh, I would love to. Well, that's about it for us, guys. Just Dirty Mike and the boys signing off for the day. Just let us know what you think.
Rap.
I think we're good to go.
Happy gaming.
Happy gaming.
Happy gaming.